All right, then. Here we go. Bite it harder back. I want to decipher the mechanism that drives the universe. And for those of you who aren't mechanically inclined and don't understand that in order for anything to have function, anything, it has a minimum of three parts. Take the most simplistic of all mechanisms. The very first mechanism that we knew to have motion as a mechanical motion was the wheel. A wheel has to have three parts in order to have purpose, in order to have function. Without it, it doesn't work. It needs an axis, you know, in order to mount it so that it rides on something. It has to have a point of mounting so it becomes an axis. It has to have a spoke, or multiple spokes, you know, one big hub, like the wheel on your car. And a radius, the part that makes contact with the surface so that it actually rolls. I mean, that's the most primitive of any mechanism, really, is a wheel. But for those of you who don't know how an internal combustion engine works, an internal combustion engine is statically a compressor, standalone. I mean, it's comprised of many parts. The engine of your car is comprised of several parts. But take away everything, take away the things that drive it, it's still a compressor. It'll always be a compressor. But in order for that compressor to run, it needs sources from outside itself in order to help it generate power. It needs fuel, and it needs spark. So in order for a small block Chevy to run, it needs fuel, compression, and spark. If you're not getting one of those three things, it won't run. If you're not getting those things in a balance, it runs erratic. It doesn't run well, it doesn't run efficiently, it coughs, it sputters, it runs like a pile of shit. You, psychologically, are the exact same way. Your brain has three parts in order for you to function correctly. The universe has three parts in order for it to function correctly. I mean, there are so many different parallels and so many different levels here, it's ridiculous. I want to ask, has anybody ever identified the three parts of your brain? Has anybody ever helped you identify the three parts of what you are? I mean, they talk about psychology all the time, but it's presumed that it's a soft science because it's not tangible. You can't touch someone's thoughts or their mind. So they say it's not quantifiable. I can quantify it, but as a fraction of a whole. There are two other parts. We're going to go in another booth.